Well, several days after the gazetting of the new names for places like Port Elizabeth and international airports in the Eastern Cape, the question of renaming our cities, our public spaces, or our iconic buildings continues. Vusunzi Mba is a researcher with the Eastern Cape House of Traditional Leaders and a day or two ago published a piece on the Daily Maverick arguing that another person we should honor and celebrate is that of Princess Crotoa. He joins me on the line now. Vusunzi, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, ma'am. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine.
For those who don't know Princess Crotoa, tell us who she is and why you think we should honor her and honor her legacy.
Thank you, sir. Before I go there, I think we are in an era here in South Africa now where we just have to acknowledge who we are, where we come from. What happened during the early days of colonialism? Who were responsible for whatever that took place during the era of colonialism? In order for us to rectify those things, in order for us to rewrite history, in order for us to teach our own kids, to teach the next generation about what happened so that everyone would be on the same page. We need to speak about everyone. Now, the problem that I have is that each and every day we always forget that the history of South Africa doesn't start in 1910. It starts before the 1910 dispensation. There was South Africa before 1910. There were people, there were indigenous people that were living in the South African land. So we have the people that are living in South Africa, but who are not part of the South Africa currently, in the sense that we have the Khois and the Sans that are living in South Africa that are not getting the recognition that they deserve. Now, I'm bringing this thing of Crotoa forward because of the new renaming that just took place in PE, in King Williamstown, and other places that have been renamed after our own indigenous names. For example, King Williamstown has been changed now to Ikon, while your former East London now is called Ekombo, and now Port Elizabeth is called Ekabega. Now, these are the name, these are indigenous names of these places. Now, going to Crotoa. Crotoa was a princess who was victimized and marginalized and oppressed by the colonizer when the colonizer arrived in South Africa. She was a princess of the Khoi. Now, she's part of a history that people don't know. So I decided to write about this feminist that the Khoi and the Fan people brought forward during the time where people were saying that, no, let's rename the airport of Cape Town. Let's rename it after Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Let's rename it after Chris Hani. Of which all of those names are good for the South African history. But all of those names, they are a reflection of the 1910, 1912 coming down. They don't reflect what happened before that. And we need to rewrite history so that people understand that the history of South Africa didn't start in 1910, didn't start in 1912. There were people that fought before the 1910 dispensation. So Crotoa is one of those females that we should celebrate as South Africa, especially the Khoi should be proud of Crotoa for standing up when standing was not easy. Thank you.
She was born, of course, in 1643 in the Cape of Good Hope. She then became a domestic worker in the home of Jan van Riebeeck, where she mastered the Dutch language and soon became an interpreter, a trading agent, and a chief negotiator. But like so many females in this country, she was also a victim of rape by men who used authority, violence, and forced her to have sex. And then you argue in your piece that she is a towering figure and a remarkable woman who should be an essential part of our decolonialized education.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Because the things that happened to her are still happening today. Now, when I'm saying we need to rewrite history, I'm trying to give a narrative to society that some of the things that are happening today were happening even in the past. And therefore, we should learn from the past and understand that some of the things that are taking place today are not necessarily new. They're not happening for the first time. But we must get lessons from what happened to Kratowa and how Kratowa lived. Because if you were to go and read that piece that I've written, you'd see that Kratowa ended up being an alcoholic. And if you go to Khayelitsha today, if you go to Harare, you go to all the townships around Cape Town, you'd see one of the major problems is alcohol abuse. And you'd find out some of the ladies that are victims of alcohol abuse, some of them were raped by men. You'd find out that this thing is not new, and this thing of alcoholism, it's a man-made problem in the South African context. Actually, it's a colonizer problem that is taking place in South Africa, because the colonizer, when the colonizer arrived in South Africa, he made sure that the indigenous people of South Africa are subjected to alcohol so that they can't rely on themselves, so that they can't depend on themselves, so that they must always be working hard so that they get alcohol. So those things are the problems that are coming from the colonizer. The colonizer created these problems, and currently the new current government inherited these problems. So these problems that we have, some of them here in South Africa, are a man-made problem that has been created for the indigenous population to stay in poverty, so that inequality must continue to be there, so that we always have that racial inequality between the black and between the indigenous people and the colonizer.
Yeah. Vusimzi, we'll hold it there. Thank you very much. And it's an important piece. Port Elizabeth's name change to Qabeqa is timely. Now we must honor the legacy of Kratowa. It's titled that. You can find it on the Daily Maverick. Vusimzi Mba, of course, with the Eastern Cape House of Traditional Affairs.